Okay, for the next question, what are your main artistic or theoretical influences, especially on this work?
Okay, as you may know, Nine Years Theatre, we have been involving ourselves with some actor training workshops, and in particular, we are using two systems or methods in actor training, and one is the one of them is the Suzuki method of actor training, and the other one is viewpoints. So, but I'll wish to clarify that, of course, the Suzuki method of actor training, it's really just one of the many methods available, you know, to train, to prepare the actor's body in a way. And viewpoints, of course, is to do that as well. But on top of that, viewpoints could also be extended to be applied, onto a certain kind of aesthetics as well. You know, so do these two kind of systems affect or influence my work, especially 12 Angry Men? I would say a little bit, yes, you know, since we've been training in these methods for quite some time. So, but Suzuki method of actor training takes a long time to develop, right? So what I've used is that I've actually adapted it for another objective. So I introduce only part of the training to the 12 members, to the 12 cast, and I made them do. So as a kind of a bonding thing, right? So I told them that, well, I could have brought in the ball and then let's play some theater ball games, but why not I introduce you to something that I know, and it's some kind of actor training, you know, and you may be interested to find out. But if you don't like it at the end of the day, that's fine. You know, so they all agree, so we did that, you know. And I find that by doing that, it also gives us a kind of a common language, so I could demand in rehearsal what kind of energy that I want, and they kind of, you know, they kind of get it because they've been through some of the trainings with me, right? So it works that way. But not, of course, I could not like develop a new body out of them in like 5 sessions of training. No, that's not possible. And viewpoints, I think, yes, I've covered it a little bit. I did not introduce viewpoints to them, right? But I guess in talking about Suzuki method and also in my own direction, you know, viewpoints has already come into play. So maybe subconsciously, you know, and the way I would structure the scene in a way. So that kind of comes into play quite naturally in my aesthetics, in the way I structure a scene. But also another thing I would like to add, besides these two methods, you know, which are really just systems for actor training, another thing that I would consider a kind of my main artistic or theoretical influence is the work of an ensemble. I'm very interested in ensemble work, you know, and how a group of people could come together to work. Do they need a common language? What kind of common language? You know, will they be locked in a certain kind of aesthetics? You know, do they need to? And you know, so what does it mean to collaborate? You know, so 12 Angry Men is a great ensemble play. You know, although there are a few main characters, protagonists, and so that carries the story forward, but otherwise, you know, it really requires the 12 people because they are always in the same room together throughout the play, so it really requires them to stay in focus, work together to create the whole drama, whether visually or psychologically or emotionally, right? So I'm interested in that, and in fact, I'm also developing another project in Nine Years Theatre that deals directly with the ensemble play, and ensemble work. So I think 12 Angry Men is a kind of a testing ground, maybe, you know, with 12 men and then coming from very different backgrounds, you know, proficient in different languages, in fact, you know. And so how can I, in a short time, make them come together, gel them together, make them work together to create a more or less, I would say, coherent world,